You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game Week.
Welcome back to Game Week with me, Matt Dyson, and Daniel Pryor in his flat in East London. And for the first time in 23 years, I will be able to pick Nottingham Forest players on Fantasy Premier League from August. I remember I've not done it since, I think it's since 1999. 98-99 season was the last time. And I was playing FPL then. I think it was in the early stages of the website, because I remember playing it in around 98 in a university internet room. At Scotland, up in Scotland at Stirling University, and you always had to remember to log out of the computer, because if you didn't log out of the computer, people would go on and change your team. And I remember that being quite a trend at the time in internet rooms in the universities, but that was such a long time ago, I can only vaguely remember it. But now, times have changed, Dan, and Forest are in the Premier League. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm pleased for you. I feel like, no offence to Huddersfield, but they're a bit nothingy as a club. And, you know, yes. I feel like they got ever slightly hard done by from what I saw penalty-wise.
100%. They should have had two penalties, really. But John Moss, obviously, you know, the neutral wanted Forest to go up, and I think John Moss and the VAR hub agreed with that. So who can blame them, really? You know, it is much better than Huddersfield being in the Premier League again, a small town in Yorkshire, when you want a Premier League team with heritage and history and an atmosphere at their ground. They don't have to rely on clackers to make it sound like those terrible terriers. But yeah, it was a bit of a dodgy final, horrible game. We ground out a victory. And it's great to be back in the big time. The atmosphere at Wembley was amazing. For the 20 minutes after the final whistle, I was just like basically dancing to this TikTok DJ who had all the Forest fans dancing for about 20 minutes, half an hour. It was amazing. It was an amazing day. But yeah, incredibly dodgy. Really.
I feel sad that I didn't get to see much of that dancing. Not surprising with the referee, because I guess John Moss loved trees.
Yes, they do.
And your tricky trees. Yeah.
Yes, they don't like Rolling Stones. I don't know if there's no real connection to them, because they gather no moss, but they do like trees, it's true, yeah. Fungi. Speaking of fungi. What did you say? My internet's cut out.
No, your internet cafe story reminded me that I had the same thing happen to me on fantasy football when I was fantasy Premier League when I was at uni in maybe the first or second year, 2005-ish. And someone changed my captain. All they did was change my captain. I had Rooney as captain. He scored a hat trick. I went back to my team, and Rooney wasn't my captain. They'd put it on someone useless. And it was a bad time.
Someone had changed it.
know that I remember it in 98-ish. I think it was all just the Sun Dream Team.
No.
And my earliest memories, sure, even like 94, 95, Klinsmann season, someone I knew got bought a book and they were like, it's a bit like Dungeons and Dragons. They were like the Dungeon Master. They had to be the one who gave who was going to get which player, and we all, and then it was a much more, you know, the points had to be totaled up by him, the human, the scoring system. Yeah. It's quite amazing.
No, I'm sure I remember having a login. Or maybe it was like that you didn't log off the computer, it was like a generic, the computer just stayed logged in and you had to log into your FPL team, otherwise you'd come a cropper that way. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure when FPL, the website, launched. Maybe but
roughly when Forest were in the Premier League last, which is probably like older than some of our listeners even.
It probably is, yeah. This whole generation that have missed out on Forest being
this whole
time.
Century, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad, really, isn't it? I mean, I probably had back then, I had in my team, who would I have played in my team? I'd be probably like Ian Wayne was still there.
That's like the United treble season, isn't it? 99. Hey, pop quiz. United won the FA Cup in 99 and the Champions League and the Premier League in 99, but they didn't win the League Cup. Can you say who knocked them out?
In 99?
Yeah, because that's their treble season. So the one trophy they didn't win, who knocked them out?
Well, I'm presuming it's Spurs, but I thought you didn't win. You won a, last won a trophy in 2007, wasn't it?
But we won the 99 as well, the League Cup.
Did you, right?
Beat them in a semi, glorious semi, and beat Leicester in a horrific final in the last minute. But yeah, just a little quiz for anyone listening, they can use that. They probably won't have the Spurs obvious bias, but yeah, if anyone needs a good pub quiz question.
Speaking of Spurs, you're in for Jed Spence, apparently. I imagine you'll win that battle if it comes to financial clout.
Well, will he be worth buying next season FPL, Dyson?
Yeah, very good.
Early preview.
A very good season, amazing. I mean, people would have seen him playing in the FA Cup games for Forest, an attacking right wing back. Very skillful, very fast. He sort of ran out of steam a bit towards in the last five or six games and can be found out by defenders a little bit, but I mean, he's really good. Just the whole story with him when Neil Warnock let him go because he said his head wasn't in the right place. He goes, you'll either go to non-league or the Premier League, but you're not for us here at Middlesbrough. So they loaned him out, and Stevie Cooper had the foresight to get him, and he had an amazing season going forward. But I mean, in terms of actual goals and assists, did relatively not that well, to be honest. Only 3 goals and 4 assists, which is pretty low. Brennan, I mean, if I was putting my team together now and Brennan Johnson stays, he's obviously a bit of a transferred target, he will be the man to go with. 19 goals and 10 assists in the Championship. He's quite lightweight and young, so I'm not 100% sure it's going to translate into the Premier League, but it's probably like him and Ryan Yates, I'd say, would be the best fantasy assets, or Samba in goal as well would be pretty good, worth a shout, with his amazing penalties and abilities. But Ryan Yates is a cheap sort of 5 million midfielder, might be worth having his squadman, Ryan Yates and Worrell at the back. Worrell's a great defender, but I don't know how many clean sheets we'll be keeping in the Premier League, to be honest. I can't really be guaranteeing clean sheets for us, but save points for the goalkeeper possibly, you know. But,
I don't think I'm probably going to buy any Forest players when it comes up.
No, yeah, you're probably safe not to. Yes, sorry, my young son wants to go to the co-op. Yeah, give me 10 minutes and I'll go to the co-op, okay? Say hello to Uncle Dan. He's run off. Sorry for the interruption there.
I've heard it's lovely there this time of year.
Yes, he loves going to the camp. Yeah, it really is. On a summer's evening, there's nothing like it. A trip around your local co-op, trying to buy sweets from your father. Get your father to buy them for you. But yeah.
Well, now we've got a deadline on this podcast. So, I mean, we should probably get off of Forest finally and hit game week 38. What a great game week it was. There was goals everywhere. Only one clean sheet. No, two, sorry. Spurs and Palace. Mental. What a week.
It was an amazing last day, wasn't it? Very, very exciting. And your final score then in the last week?
Average was 50. I got 84. I finished the season on 2,496, putting me 112,000, which was annoying, nice. Just outside of the top 100.
You did come ahead of me in all of our leagues, pretty much. But I do like these cups. I must say, I'm quite enjoying the cups. I won a couple of cups, which, I mean, at the end of a season when you've got nothing left to play for, it's just nice to have something. And I beat you in one cup final, didn't I, Dan? Your little group with all your mates.
Yeah, very well nice. Done. Yeah, that's, you know, not really anything to do with anything, but yeah. So two seasons in a row now.
I know.
The glory has been mine. Mane's on his way out to Bayern, possibly, which is your pretty much Salah replacement. It's trouble. I think you'd be looking like your job was on the line if this was true life.
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, but, you know, we've still got Champions League qualification in the main leagues that matter. So it's like, don't get too Wenger out about it, because, you know, be careful what you wish for, I'd say, to the board at Dynamo Dyson. You know, I've not been there or thereabouts. We've got a couple of cups. We've got silverware. What's your problem, you know? But Spurs, as expected, did very well on the final day, didn't they? I mean, I had Kulusevski and Son popping up. Everyone captained Son, pretty much.
Did you buy Kulusevski?
I had Kulusevski before you. What are you on about?
That's absolutely
it's done that I bought. I've go back and check your stats, Dan. I bought Son, though, because I got rid of him recently, fairly recently, before his sudden end of season storm. And but I had Kulusevski as pretty much.
I can tell you that I got him in game week 29 for Bayern.
Yeah, well, let me look at my what do you have?
You're doing that. Let me tell you, like Ramsdale, only got this two. I had Gator on the bench. I had a friend I beat in a week league who claimed they meant to have Gator in their team, but that's clearly not true because he had been missing for 2-3 games. He was looking like he wasn't in the team. Yeah. Madison came
that
good for me.
Great
end of season signing. Madison was for me. Like last 4 games delivered in all of them. Mount did nothing for me again. Son captain, Kulusevski, Jesus is one of my most annoying signings of the season off and on, never did anything for me, and Kane. But one last bit of genius from Pryor's players, a little roll of the dice. I saw his price go up midweek, so he must have been tipped somewhere, but I was, can honestly hands on heart say it was just me looking and going, I might get him. And it was Danny Welbeck delivering me 11 points.
Oh, yes, that worked out very well for you, didn't it, to be honest? Yeah,
I saw his stats and he had this sudden flurry. I don't know how it passed me by. Of like the last 5 games of the season, he played 90 in all of them. He delivered points in all of them. And then he did it again right at the end there. Yeah, it was very nice.
Very nice indeed, Brian. Very nice. Yeah, that was one of your signings that worked out, certainly. The bulk of my points came from Rudiger got those bonus points randomly.
Oh, horrible decision.
That was like a little last game for Chelsea bonus from the bonus points.
Didn't even, they could let a goal in. He didn't get an assist.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah, he didn't even keep a clean sheet. It was just like one last, the BPS just saying goodbye to someone who served them well, Rudiger, as he leaves the Premier League. Give him a couple of bonus. Robertson popped up with a goal, didn't he? Zaha came through for me in that Man United game as well. So it was an all right. Got 90 overall. The average was 50. It's pretty good. Made a few transfers, but pretty pleased really with the end to the season. 2 trophies, you know, what more can you ask for?
We should say well done to Better Call Rao, who won the league. It was quite predictable. He was miles ahead. I mean, he only won by 25 in the end, but it seemed like he was very, very ahead. Second place, Alexander Helgren, and then Richard Smith, third.
Nice. Well done, everyone.
Manager of the month for May, only one match in it. No, there was 3 matches, sorry. It was Orta Do Better by Daniel O'Dell. Congratulations to you.
Nice. Orta Do Better. Very nice.
Hey,
very
if you
nice.
Were doing any sort of awards, who do you think like was your best signing of the season or anything like that? Anything stand out as a very good decision by you in the season? I feel like Son, you already mentioned, but Son, I mean, I had him quite a lot of the season and he did.
Well, I mean, it's not very, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Not at certain points of the season. That's not true at all.
Oh, Perisic should be good for you, shouldn't he? I mean, I must say that seems like...
Well, that depends if they put him in as a defender, which I don't think they will. They reckon he's going to play as a wing back because he's dropped back further into his career. But I think FPL might be annoying and put him in as a midfielder. If he's a wing back, then he'll definitely be worth a look.
Yeah, I think was it Conor Gallagher had a good start to the season?
Yeah, he was a good sign for some people. Yeah,
he was really cheap when I got him as well. Very cheap.
Did you have Mount for the glory years?
No, well, I don't know if Mount had a really consistently glorious run.
I feel like
Jared Bowen's
Yeah, I had Bowen and Benrahma did me all right at some points. I feel like Mount, if there was like a bar of soap order, every time I went to get him, he was rubbish again. Mount was definitely on my mind. And Jesus, he was terrible for me.
I think we both brought him in for the final game. He did absolutely nothing. But he seemed like...
Yeah, only for a couple, but yeah, no good. Hey, remember your hilarious Alonso Chilwell stuff? That was good.
That was definitely the low point for me. Yeah, I read they were both trolling me. And Alonso's had a decent finish to the season as well. Quite annoying.
He's meant to be off and all, so another one to say.
Well too. But yes, it was like, because, what was it? Chilwell got injured.
He was doing incredible for you. Chilwell wasn't even.
I had him, but he was injured, I think.
And then,
I was just swapping at the wrong times. I got Chilwell in, predicting his sudden start. In fact, he wasn't injured, he was just not starting. And then, as soon as the week before I signed him, and he didn't start, and then I got rid of him, and that's when he started starting him for Chelsea. So it was like, just awful timing. One of those transfer situations where you do the exact opposite.
You were sitting on Alonso for ages, going, he's be back soon. And then you went, no, all right, I'm getting Chilwell. And then Chilwell got injured in about a week. And then you went back to Alonso. You were done.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I thought, really good. I'm sticking safe, because I've been burnt by those Chelsea wingbacks. And Reece James was blowing very hot, but then very cold, and then getting injured.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, I mean, Gordon Bennett, since about game week 29, he hasn't really done anything, and Robertson was smashing it. It was very annoying Robertson to have him and not Robertson towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I'd switch to just Robertson by the end of the
season. Son, one of my better signings. I think Cancelo is probably my best. One of my best as well. He's incredible.
Yeah, well, I think is he the one that's price rose the most amount, I think, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I never saw that stat.
I think I saw that stat. You know, they do the season wrap now.
Right.
Like, they do a roundup of all the big stats. And I think he was the one player whose price had risen the most, which I think pretty much 50% ownership on him, wasn't there, in the end?
In the end, yeah. I mean, he was very good. I think I started the season off with Diaz for a fair few games. Yeah, here we go. And in game week 8, I got Cancelo in and never looked back. So, yeah.
Never looked back. It was decent. Yeah.
Good season, really. A little bit annoying with the bonus here and there. COVID stuff kind of got in the way a bit.
Yeah, I still don't think it really counts because there's quite a bit of COVID disruption. But I just remember there being a point where games got cancelled, so I just thought, to hell with it, we have to do some transfers now. And that was quite liberating, just spending points left, right and centre and just going.
Was that when like a week later they went, oh, actually I'm giving you another free hit because of COVID?
Yes, yeah. That was weird, unprecedented to get an extra free hit. I still feel like a lot of the time chips are a bloody waste of time. But
bench boost, I don't know, I might have to slob that out for game week 1, I tell you.
It's really throw you, can't they, sometimes if you're on a roll.
Yeah.
The chips can turn your head in a way that's not helpful always, you know.
Concerning season ahead with Forest back, Fulham, is people going to get tricked by Mitrovic again?
Wow. 40 goals in the Championship. Oh, absolutely on fire. And then he'll just get about 6 or 7 in the Premier League again.
Yeah, and then I mean, you know, with the likes of Haaland coming in and maybe Mane going, they'll probably do something mental with Son's price because of his sort of goal scoring towards the end of the season. It's going to be tough.
They can't, Haaland, I mean, what price is he going to be? How are they going to use him? They can't rotate him. Surely he's got to start, are we? Have you seen the rumours about Gareth Bale potentially going to Nottingham Forest?
No. That's the first I heard that one.
It was reported by Wales News Online because they reckon he's going to go back to he's going to go to a Welsh team after leaving Real Madrid because he wants. But we have a Welsh manager by the name of Steve Cooper, absolute legend.
Who, yeah, for now, I'm going to get sacked about 10 games in. You know, it's like with the Championship to Premier League.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone in the Championship or us could afford his wages. To be fair, so I'm not really sure how that would work.
Maybe you just give him a percentage of the club.
I
love Bale, but he I think might not fit into how Conte plays, but we'll see where he ends up. It's gonna be weird, maybe Newcastle or something. Be interested to see what they do with their money as well.
Yeah Who was the big name striker I saw them linked with again? Can I tell you, Callum Wilson had an all right end of the season after coming back for injury. It just reminds me that he's a very solid FPL asset
as opposed to Chris Wood.
When he's not injured, yeah, as opposed to Chris Wood indeed, yeah. Yes, all right then, mate. Well, I've got to take my son to co-op.
It was always going to happen after a 38-game season. We've been building to this moment. Just quick thanks to everyone who's been listening and been in touch and helping us along with our content.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us through the COVID times.
Yeah, and you're welcome for the tips, everyone. I mean, I try and give them to Dyson as well. He took some
prior knowledge. But, it's been on fire. Teddy, you ready to go to co-op?
Yes.
Well, what do you want from the co-op?
I want some Go Bars.
Some Go Bars. They're actually brunch bars, but they're, you know, those Cadbury's brunch bars?
No, but...
Very nice, though. Yeah, well, recommended.
Maybe pick me up some fruit pastels.
Okay, mate, I'll get one. Ted, can you say, it may be a fantasy? Come over here and say it. No? He's not saying it, he's gone.
Outrageous.
What I'm trying to get him to say, Dan, is it may be a fantasy, but it's... Serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.